like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We're just going to call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we're on a mission trying to build some economic empowerment up in here. We've got to create some jobs. We've got to make our businesses sustainable. And we're not just talking about making any old kind of job or any old kind of businesses. These businesses have to be successful. Anybody can start a business. Anybody breathing, soaking up air can start a business. But the key people is to make these businesses so they can succeed. And that is the mission of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. My dad was a Baptist preacher. That's how I got that name, Marketing Pulpit. People ask me sometimes, they're like, how in the world can, how do you get this name, Marketing Pulpit? And because, you know, my dad was a minister, so people always asking me, when are you going to become a minister? I'm like, I can't be a minister. I'm one of the bad guys. I can't. No, I'm not a bad guy. I'm actually a good guy. You supposed to say, Laura, that's when you supposed to jump in. No, you're not a bad guy.
I just said okay. You're not a bad guy.
All right.
Not at all.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, folks, got an exciting show today. Got an exciting show as always. Having the studio today with me, Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hello. How are you?
All right. Why don't you introduce yourself again to the audience?
My name is Laura Layton, and I am an empowerment speaker and coach, mm-hmm. and I specialize in helping women to find clarity and build their confidence so that they can start operating in their full potential.
I love that mission. My goodness. All right, folks, we got a lot going on here. Got a great show lining up. Matter of fact, coming up later on, we're going to be talking about holiday tips. It's that time of year when people start thinking about holidays, but as a business owner, you got to be thinking on two fronts. You got Santa Claus over here pulling at your coattail on one side. You got your kids out there beating up on you. You got to be cooking and being merry and stringing lights. But Don't you business owners lose sight of the greater mission. Now, I'm not going to put the business mission ahead of, you know, all the meaning behind the holidays, but you have to keep your eye on the ball this time of year. So later in the show, I'm going to talk about holidays and some of the things you should be doing as a business owner so that you can capitalize on this time of the year.
I can't wait to hear that one.
And so also we're going to talk about some of these holiday scams, Laura.
Oh, wow.
And I know you got a list of them over there. We're going to go down that, because this time of year, you would think people would have something better to do than to be out here ripping people off. But
it's
nope.
Sad. They're out here.
But, you know, I'm telling you something, Laura. I don't know if this comes with my halfway celebrityhood or what, but I just don't know who to trust anymore. My circle is actually starting to get closer and smaller.
Yes.
Because seems like the more people know me, the more people are trying to rip me off. I get calls from people pretending they're government contractors, people calling to me, telling me they want to be on the show. They go on the line and find out the thing that I'm doing.
Right.
And then they know that is a gateway to kind of get me to reduce my barrier.
Right.
Drop my guards a little bit. So I tell you, boy, if you haven't gotten in my circle yet, I'm telling you.
It's slim, right?
The door
is closing.
The door is getting, it's going to be a little harder to get in. I don't have the big head about it. But I'm saying to anybody, including you, Laura, and anybody else listening, there's some folks out there trying to get into your circle to take advantage of you.
Correct.
And this time of year, we tend to let our guards down a little bit because we figure people are trying to, you know, give us a gift or
holiday spirit.
Holiday spirit. You're trying to be nice and generous, but the bad guys know that. The bad guys, these guys are good. I'm telling you, they got some stuff up your sleeve. So we're going to talk about that also. And later in the show, also, we're going to have Dr. Natasha Pollard. She's going to be joining us later on. Dr. Natasha Pollard, she has quite a story, and we're going to get her on the mic in a few minutes. So glad to have her into the studio today. So we're going to bring her up at the a little later on in the show. Matter of fact, I see her coming in there right now, getting all ready to get on the microphone. All right, folks, a lot going on. I'd like to also talk about some of the things that are happening in the news. And by the way, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Laura and Dr. Natasha. And we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening in the news. Now, first, and also if you want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. And by the way, if you happen to need some tips, you need some help, you need some, need a plan, need a website, need a logo, you need something to help to get your business off the ground for 2020, then don't wait until December 31st like some of our folks do.
They need to call you now.
They need to call now. Really, actually,
they should have called you
a while ago. See, that's what I was about to say. That door is just getting closed. It's closed.
Let the door close. There's some that's trying to get in.
I know y'all think I'm over here being big-headed today. I'm not. I'm just keeping it real. People, there are many people that have been under the sound of my voice this year, and they are taking advantage of the fact that we are offering services that's going to make somebody very successful in 2020. Now, and I admit that sometimes you sit on the fence. I understand that as the as you're dealing with your daily business, you're out here making your cakes, you're doing your law practice, you're doing your books, you're doing your roofing, your gardening, or whatever you're doing, and then sometimes life just get busy. Well, I'm saying right now, 2020 is going to be one of those pivotal times.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be one of those times. You're going to see this it's every decade or so. And 2020 has a ring to it, too. You got 2020. This is a special time. So why not take this time, this 2020, to be that game-changing time, that pivotal point in your career where you're going to do something bold?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, there's an old saying, fortune favors the bold. So if you've been a little timid up to now, I'm going to let you slide. That's okay. But now, we're at the precipice of 2020. It could be good for you, or it could be bad. I'm just going to tell you, but something bold and drastic and dramatic is going to happen in 2020. Make it something good.
Yes, definitely.
If you're a business owner, I'm sitting here willing to help you get there. My door is closing, but it's not always closed. It's not all the way closed yet. A few more people can squeak in. But when that door closes, you might not have it. It might not open back up until March, I'm telling you. Because we get enough calls and business in November and December. It really lasts us up through the first quarter. So we're not going to be taking folks on December 1st, 31st, and saying, look, I need to get my business up and running and profitable by January. So call now. Call my company, 301-839-2836, or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. And join the many others who've called us this year, and they're starting to see results already. Now, Laura, we got some things happening in the news. There's a ceasefire in this deadly war. Thank goodness there were no casualties reported in the ongoing and sometimes deadly chicken sandwich wars.
Wow.
I know y'all thought I was talking about something else. Y'all thought I was talking about the
chicken sandwich.
Thought I was talking about wars over in Africa or someplace like that. No, we're talking about wars right here in these United States. I guess this truce has given people time enough to kind of focus on another type of bird, and that's the Thanksgiving bird. It's always about the bird, though. What's up with that? It's always some bird. What is it about birds?
I don't know.
What's the old saying? One good bird deserves another. I don't know. But anyway, Thanksgiving is coming around. And really, it's about, when is Thanksgiving? It's less than a week from now. Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna introduce my guest over here. She's over here in the corner. You're not ready yet? She's ready. Right. Hey, say hello to the people over there, Dr. Natasha Pollard. Get right up on that mic.
Cool. See, I need to be closer.
All right. There you go.
Yes.
Just want to introduce you to everybody real fast.
Yes.
So she's in here, and she's going to be, if y'all hear somebody back there laughing and talking in the background, I want you to know everybody who's in the booth. Introduce yourself real fast to the audience.
Natasha Pollard, and I am from Delaware.
Delaware.
Yes. I work here in Maryland with several organizations, including women's organizations, Sisters for Sisters Network, as well as Bi-County Business Roundtable under Delegate Barnes. and a few others. And I'm a writer and editor. Work with preachers and pastors, Christian organizations, project manager by trade, and looking to publish and do a lot more with people. Looking to think, listen to what Robert Gatewood just said about making sure 2020 you're fine and ready. Yeah. So I think I'm going to be under his auspice next.
Well, tell us what you're going to talk about later on there, Dr. Matt.
Well, I think one of the things we want to talk about, are we going into our purpose and are we taking our life's verse and making something of it?
Life verse. That sounds like a writer. Are you a writer?
I am a writer.
See, I knew it.
I am a writer.
All right, folks. So hang on. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have Dr. Nat. She's going to get. Do people call you Dr. Nat?
Exactly. That's perfect.
Yeah, I saw it in your. I saw it on your email. I said, oh, I'm not just cutting her off there, but it's it. It has a nice ring to it. Oh. Like a little brand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to be Gatewood from now. Matter of fact, when I was in college, everybody called me Gate, like G-A-T. And some of the guys that went to school with me, they still call me by that moniker, Gate. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to decide, is it Gatewood or should I just go with Gate? Help me out here, ladies.
Gate is pretty cool.
Gate is cool.
You like Gate? Yeah. All right, Gate it is, folks. You heard it right here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am now officially Gate, that, because you like those one-syllable names, mm-hmm. like Prince. And yeah. Well, J-Lo has two. Beyonce, what is she called? Lady, what is Beyonce's name? He called her Lady B.
Yeah.
Jay, okay, maybe two. All right, but Gate it is. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pool, but I'm here in the studio. But right now, we're going to come back in a few moments. We're going to talk about some of the things that are happening in the news. I have in the studio Laura and Dr. Nat, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, which is next week. So anybody out there who's, this is some news from MarketWatch. Thanksgiving turkeys are the cheapest they've been in 9 years. And I'm just dancing in the street with that news because I love me some turkey. Do you all like turkey?
Yes.
What about you, Dr. Nat?
I do.
I like turkey. All right, so I'm going to talk about that. Now, this is from the 34th American Farm Bureau Federation surveys, which itemized the price of food that are traditionally served at Thanksgiving dinner. And according to them, it's going to take about less than $5 per meal this Thanksgiving dinner. That's pretty good.
Wow, that is good.
Shoot, man, I'm looking for. I don't know if you count for thirds and fourths and fifths when you go back three or four times. They're probably talking about one serving. I'll be contributing. Yes, I will. Yes, okay. I will. I am going to be doing something on Thanksgiving Day. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Laura and also have Dr. Natasha Pollard. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the news and talk about some of these holiday scams and year-end strategies. So don't go anywhere. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
This traffic report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. We've got the light rain coming down and a lot of delays if you're traveling on the Beltway near the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The crash activity on the inner loop is going to be after I-295, before the span of the bridge. And although it has been pushed over to the shoulder, still attracting a lot of attention, but we've got way more delays northbound I-295 as you leave the Beltway, heading to the bridge over Oxen Creek and continuing past Laboratory Road. Not sure if we've got a work zone, but we've certainly got a lot of stop-and-go paced traffic through that stretch. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Rain showers coming down, 53 degrees, and that's where we'll stay for the high temperature today. I'm Angela Foster for News Talk 1450 AM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, don't call me anything else going forward. I am Gate. It's official. One of my homeboys, Robert Gill, down at Livingstone College, he said, man, you've always been Gate. What are you talking about? To him, it's not even a discussion. So, all right, I'm Gate. Matter of fact, last week, we were talking online, and one of the guys from Livingstone, Floyd Pittman, he came online, he said Gate, and that's what got me thinking again. I said, a lot of folks that know me, they know me as Gate. So I'm Gate. All right, folks. I'm Gate. See, I'll be changing my mind by next week. See. All right, folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Laura And we also have Natasha. She's got a lot of names here. I done called her Dr. Nat.
Natalie.
I've called her Natalie. I've called her Natasha. I've called her Dr. Natalie Pollard. I've called her Dr. I've called her everything but the Easter Bunny. But she said she want to take some of that formality off of it.
So you can relax and you can get my name right.
All right, let me relax. Let me lay down and stretch out. Take the tie off. All right, folks, if you want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. One of our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites, they're sponsoring a contest today. And if the winner gets a free business address, and you can use any of their three locations. They have one at National Harbor. They have one over in Largo. And they have one over in College Park. And the way this works, if you have a business, let's say you have a business right now, and you're working from home, and you got this nice spread at the house, you're not ready to be going out getting any rent, you know, if you don't have to. Right. But you still might want to take advantage of a business address that's not your home address.
Correct. That's mm-hmm. a good.
We already talked about these folks out here. Folks be getting all up in your business mm-hmm. and be trying to find out where you live, be Correct. Doing these drive-bys, sneaking up on you, creeping up on you. Well, with a business address, you are using one of BLE's prestigious addresses. I mean, we're talking about how would you like to have National Harbor as your business address?
That would be.
And here's my new saying. I just came up with this for BLE the other day. Your business address is not just the place to receive mail. It's also your brand. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Keep it real. So they're giving away a free business address to the person that gets this answer. By the way, go to their website. Also, check out them. You can see the three locations. Go to BLESuites.com, BLESuites.com, or call them at 301-322-1700. And they've been sponsoring the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show from almost its inception. And I am forever grateful to Miss Bernadette Clay, her sons, Langston and Eddie. As a matter of fact, that's what BLE stands for. If anybody was wondering, BLE is the owner Bernadette, son Langston, and son Eddie. It's a family-owned business, and we celebrate that on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And here I am going to pat myself on the back again. Companies and organizations that align themselves with this show, it's almost without exception, they've gone out here and become very successful.
Yes.
Because one of the requirements I have for anybody that comes under my auspices or my umbrella, you have to have the stick-to-itness. You're not a fly-by-night organization. Mm-hmm. If you just come in here to make a quick buck, you come in here to just make some money real fast. I know people are saying, wait a minute, boo, 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 we want to make money. Who is this guy? Turn off the radio. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Turn it off. I'm not your guy.
Right.
I'm not your fly-by-night company. People like Diet to Go, people like Joe Madison, people like Neely Fuller, people like MRS Tax, Storm and Jerry. He has three locations now. He's up in Baltimore, bought the Durham building he's in. Mm-hmm. He has an office in Woodbridge, and he has an office in Florida on Florida Avenue in Washington, D.C. When he came to me, he had one location, and he said, Gatewood, I'm going to put it in your hands. Now, it takes the right kind of people. Once upon a time, Laura and Dr. Nat, I would say anybody who wants to start a business, go out here and start it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that anymore.
Right. Right.
Sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry, folks. I used to say that. I have changed my tune. You've got to have the right mindset, which means the ability to hang in there and be serious. You got to have a purpose and a mission, and I'm sure Natasha can relate to that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you also got to have a little money, too. I hate to say that. I know that kind of puts some people in pause, that hits the pause button. But I'm not saying you got to have unlimited funds. I'm saying if you have a job, you might want to hang on to that job a little longer while you try to fund this business. You might want to get your business plan and get you a loan through some type of an institution. You might can partner with someone. You might can get a venture capitalist. But you will need some money to fund this these aspirations of yours. So I'm going to be topping on this throughout the rest of this year because I really want people to go into 2020 prepared. And once again, that's why I'm glad to have somebody like BLE Executive Suites who are helping us get this word out through their sponsorship and their commitment to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And that once again, I've seen them grow from one location when they first started sponsoring this show. Then I saw them open up their location over at National Harbor. And I was like, whoa, Bernadette, BLE. And then they just recently opened up their location in College Park, which is a hub zone. And we're also glad to have such great co-hosts on this show that have also contributed to the success. The first Friday, we have attorney Jessica Charles. On the second Friday, we have Felicia, the accountant. Now, Felicia, I'm always singing her praises because she's talking about those numbers. Man, she's going to beat y'all up. I'm telling you, Felicia is not taking any prisoners out there, and she's right. Mm-hmm. If you don't know your numbers and you out here trying to run a business, you're just asking for trouble.
Yes.
So tune in the second Friday of every month to catch her, or go to the website. You'll find her information. You can follow her on Facebook and so forth. Then the third Friday, we have therapist Wena Cullins. She's great, really. Wena's good. Really, really good. And she's all over the place. She is, like, writing for all these publications. She's become an influencer in her own right. And she does great radio as well. For Friday, we have Danny Jones, the debt specialist. He's taking the next 2 months off, but he'll be back on the first week in January. And then the fifth Friday, we bring in a hodgepodge of past guests. Matter of fact, this past Tuesday, Laura and Dr. Nat, I was over at Listen Vision. One of my past co-hosts, Alina Seven. She has her own radio show. She left here. Like I said, I like to see people go off here and they do great things on their own. Well, she started her own show, and she's celebrating 1 year, so she invited me to come out.
Congratulations
to Alina Seven. So she invited me out to come to her show on this past Tuesday. And we did. We had such a good time. Man, we would laugh like old times. But go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see the whole interview right there on the homepage. As soon as you get to the homepage. So that was a great, great time seeing her. But my point is, even people like William Maxwell, he was one of my original co-hosts, and he's out there doing great things now. And so I'm just glad that the Marketing Pulpit and my company, Gatewood Marketing, has been a launch pad for so many successful ventures. But I never take the credit, because it takes the right kind of person. I just flip it back to them. I'm just a little guidepost. I just kind of like help keep folks in the road, but the passion, the determination, the will, that has to be present before we even start this venture or this journey. So anyway, the first person calls in and tell us, how did Thanksgiving come about as a holiday? I want to hear your story. Hear your version of the story. The first person calls in and share that story with me. We're going to give them one of those free business addresses at BLE Executive Suites. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Give us a call. I'll be glad to share that with you. Now here's an interesting story here also. DoorDash is being sued for taking the tips of the daggone drivers. What's up with that, Laura?
That's crazy.
Is that wrong?
That is wrong. That is definitely wrong.
I mean, you're out there in the cold and snow and heat and fighting these customers and lines, and then you get these nice tips, and DoorDash has been sued by the Attorney General of Washington, D.C. for taking the tips of the drivers. Now, they have this app now where you can put the tip in the app.
Correct.
And so I guess they figured they can go in like in the back room and pull some shenanigans and folks won't know that that person left them that tip. Well, the people found out, and they have been sued, and so they're going to have to, you know, dance to the piper here, because the Attorney General of D.C. said their deceptive tipping model is the reason for this lawsuit. So, boo on you. Pox on you, DoorDash. Here's something also. Macy's has just been hit by another data breach. I am so tired of these folks and this data.
Data breach.
When is that going to stop? I mean, come on, guys. Protect people's data. And also, here, I want to hit this real fast. We're going to talk about year-end strategies. Laura and I are going to hit that in a minute. But I want to talk about folks who are doing sales right now. We've learned a new term in the social media lexicon in the last few years called KPIs. It's an acronym for Key Performance Indicators. Now, what I want you to do is take and key performance indicators is something that you check every now and then to see how you're doing.
Correct.
Now, if you're doing any type of sales, or if you have a company, I want you to do this today. Because sometimes people don't really know how well they're doing. They're basing it on one factor alone. But you should keep, it's a combination of factors that really will gauge your success in certain areas of business development. So if you are a business owner, I want you to kind of check these down and write them down if you want to. And do a little test when we're done. How many meetings have you had in the last month or so? We're talking about business meetings. How many new clients have you brought in the last month or so? Write these things down. How many networking events have you attended? Dr. Nat, that's where I met her, at a networking event. See how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It works.
Yes.
Business cards. How many business cards have you given out or received in the last month? How many proposals have you delivered? How many follow-up phone calls have you made? How many clients have you had to restart? How many RFQs have you sent out? Now, on the other side, how many clients have you lost? How many refunds have you given out? And how many complaints have you had? Take these numbers and do a self-evaluation on how you are doing as a business. We're going to come back in a moment. We're going to talk to Dr. Nat, talking about her story, her mission. Marketing Pulpit, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got 4 free phones, 4 lines for just $25 per line per month. I smashed up the car and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes, it's completely smashed. But 4 free phones.
Switch to Boost and get 4 lines for just $25 per line per month. 4 free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
Don't wait for Black Friday. Get to Old Navy today. The gifts they want most are an incredible 50% off. That's right. Get 50% off all jeans, 50% off all sweaters, and 50% off all outerwear today. Jeans start at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Everyone's favorite styles are on sale today. So don't wait. Hurry in for 50% off all jeans, sweaters, and outerwear at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. And soon. Valid 11/20 through 11/26. Excludes in-store clearance and gift of the week.
As a pro, you're in the Home Depot all year round for the things you need. Pro Black Friday is your chance to get some things you want. Not for a job, for you. Right now, you'll get the best prices of the season, like that Milwaukee Fuel Hammer Drill and Impact Kit you've been wishing for. Now a special buy at just $179. You can even buy online and pick up in store. Come in soon for Pro Black Friday savings, where you'll be wishing you had. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Execute. Message and data rates may apply.
WOL Washington, D.C. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks. Now, I've been telling you now, we're getting ready for 2020 over here. I just gave you some KPIs, some indicators. I want you to do a quick test this morning and see how you're doing. If you don't get at least 5 on this list, then now the bad one, you can leave off the last 3. How many clients you lost, how many refunds you gave out, or how many complaints you received. But somebody told me that a complaint is not necessarily a bad thing. One of you ladies want to tell me why? Help a brother out.
It will help you. Do better, get better.
That's exactly right.
Be better.
Because folks that don't complain, they just keep moving.
That's right.
I've always said this, silence is not golden when it comes to business. Mm-hmm. You want to hear back from those folks. So I'm going to run down this list real fast again. Meetings, clients, networking events, mm-hmm. business cards, proposals, follow-up calls. Don't just send that proposal out there. Inspect these folks. Folks are busy. You have to call them. I don't mean being a pest and stalk them, but you at least got to at least say, did you get the proposal?
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes the mail went into the junk mail. You sitting there waiting on them to come by with the check. They didn't even get the proposal because it went into their spam. If you had called them right after you sent it out, you could have possibly gotten that sale. But because you didn't respond in their eyes, they kept going down the list to the next person.
Right. Yes.
How many client restarts? We talk about lifetime value. When you get a client, you have to look at that one sale, that first sale is really just to get in the door. Mm-hmm. But that person, you want that person to come back a time and time again. and B, referring other people. And how many quotes have you sent out? Mm-hmm. Send out those quotes, folks. Do a self-test. If you're not checking off any of these boxes, then you got some work to do. We're glad to work with you. You can call my company, Gatewood Marketing and Web, at 301-839-2836. Or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. Having a studio, Laura. How you doing over there, Laura?
Greetings. I am well.
And Natasha. I'm going to call you Natasha. How about
that's
that?
That's fine.
Is that all right?
That's what my mother and my father name.
There we go. All right. Your mother and your father named Natasha? Wait a minute now.
That's what my mother named.
Not doing anything wrong with that. That's what they named you.
That's my mother named.
Okay, okay. I thought you that was their name. Wait a minute now. No wonder they were attracted to each other. Don't pay me no mind. I'm a knucklehead at times. Also, go to the Marketing Pulpit homepage and check out that video of me and Elena Seven. She was one of my original co-hosts. Matter of fact, one of my co-hosts is on the line, William Maxwell. William, welcome to the show. That's William Maxwell. William, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Robert. Welcome, and thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Hey,
and can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I'm excited about going into 2020, and I'm glad that Elena Seven has launched her show. I remember when I originally brought her on.
Yeah, we talked about you. Hey, go listen to that. Go listen to that interview. We talked about you.
Oh, really?
Your ears should have been burning on Tuesday.
Well, I'm just glad to, you know, help. And, you know, Robert, that's something I've been doing ever since we've known one another.
Yeah.
It's trying to connect people together and make things happen.
Well, see, William, there are people out here like you. Now, I'll say this about William, and I have a lot of good things to say about William. One thing about William, William will introduce folks. He's like a matchmaker out there. He'll sit there and listen to you. You know, if you're talking jive, he's gonna keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But he'll sit there and listen to you, almost like he's got a photographic memory. Next thing you know, somebody's calling you that he knows because he's made that connection.
Yeah.
That's what it's really about, folks. And I'm glad to have people like William out here doing this, making these things happen in our community.
Yes, and I just want to say, Robert, one of the things that you had pointed out about things that people need to have together, I'm gonna give anybody who is listening to the show today a 15% discount on getting those business cards printed.
All right.
So just make sure you give them my information, you know, before the show is out so they can take advantage of that.
William, I appreciate you, my friend. I'm going to give it out as soon as we hang up. And thanks again for calling, man. And thanks again, man, for everything you've done to contribute to the success of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Thanks again.
And thank you for being persevering and, you know, keeping the thing moving. And I look forward to the 10th year coming up.
All right, my man. All right, that's William Maxwell. His company is WM Print Shop. Go to WMPrintShop.com. I send most of my print jobs to William. I keep it in the community, folks. I keep it in the community. As a matter of fact, I try to support our community as much as we can. I bank with Industrial Bank, been with them. No matter how many times they might tick me off, I decided I'm in this for the long haul. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, they really get good service, too, though. They have their location over there in Oxon Hill, and that's where I usually drive. And they have one on Pennsylvania Avenue, so... And when we talk about companies in our communities, don't just complain. Try to make them better.
Right.
Do things
that's
to make them better. They
support.
Need
support.
First thing you can do is give them more business, and they'll get better. But if you don't have money, so you got to go do your part too. Don't just complain. I have in the studio Dr. Natasha Pollard, but she said I can call her Natasha.
You can.
Or Dr. Nat, or whatever. But tell us once again. Now you gave a brief introduction, but I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
What made you decide to start doing what you do? What was that spark that started you down this path?
I think I needed to do it.
Okay.
Not because I just wanted to. I needed to go ahead and start living the path and living a life that I knew I was meant to live. You can work for yourself. You can work for others. But when you work, a lot of times when you work for others, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking up 20 years from now and see that you did the same thing all the time? You didn't really contribute anything to this society. Did you give anything to your community? So just being stressed out a little bit with what I was doing and knowing that, you know, if you're doing project management, if you're writing and you're editing, you can take those same skills and work with others, help them do it. And then you can see at the end of the day what you have accomplished. And it's not just... It's a little bit, but it's a lot, and you know how many people you've touched.
Hmm.
So,
you think it's important for people to touch other people?
I don't see how you can't.
Right.
I don't see how you wake up in each day knowing, oh no, I have to go back to that same monotonous job. What did we do today? But at least when you wake up and you're doing what you know you need to do, what you're prospered to do, you wake up with the expectation that you're going to meet people, greet people that are just going to just build the community up. So that's what I want to do. That's what I need to do. And I see that God has directed me to be able to do that. You know, you say he helps you so you can help others. He blesses you so you can bless others. So that's what
I have a question for you.
Sure.
And, which I might call controversial.
Oh, sure.
Now, you use the term Christian-based businesses mm-hmm. quite often.
I do.
And when if a company, let's say somebody who's really, they're moved by the Spirit, they're very Christian, mm-hmm. and they want to manifest that in their company and their mm-hmm. actions. Do you think it's a good idea that a Christian-based business brand themselves as a Christian-based business, and why?
I do, and actually just even from some of the network events that we've attended, I've met quite a few people, mm-hmm. quite a few businesses that is what they want people to know about them. They want to attract that mm-hmm. to others, and I think it's important because if you're still being fake, as we use that word and hear that word so much in the media
right.
By those who are fake, unfortunately. You have to be who God called you to be, and he will bless you for that. So I think most definitely you want to, you have to, and you will see that if we aren't bold enough to pull forward and show ourselves as Christians, who else is going to do so? I have people though that are Jewish and people that are Muslim that I do things with. I even send them spiritual encouragement each day. They like it. They love it, actually. Right. So that's just really interesting to me. People want to be positive. They want to be move forward and be happy. So all they can do is tell you no, but at the same time, you just keep pressing forward.
Well, I think it emphasizes mm-hmm. the point that if you put out good service, mm-hmm. if you have something that people want, they will put aside.
Oh, yeah.
Like you say, that's why you're serving people from the Jewish community mm-hmm. and other communities mm-hmm. because they see a professional service.
Right.
And they're willing to put that aside. So, and I also, what you're hearing is that your purpose, your passion, mm-hmm. what drives you is mm-hmm. not something you necessarily want to hide. Because what happens mm-hmm. when you're true to yourself, you attract people.
You do.
That think like you.
You do.
And they're going to be more committed. They're going to be with you for a longer period of time because they detected that genuineness. So, and I say that to people, I've never told anybody to run from who they are.
Right.
Including if you believe that your Christianity or your Christianity and your faith is paramount, is the epitome of who you are, then of course. Then that's what you put out there, just mm-hmm. like you would put out there if you want to project yourself as a black business mm-hmm. or if you want to project yourself as an Asian-owned business. Nobody blames the Asians for being Asian.
Exactly.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I've never seen anybody go into a store, hey, why you guys call yourself Asians? I want some Chinese food. I just want American food. No, they go in there because they want what that company has.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. they put aside any differences to get that service.
That's right.
So I know what you're saying. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody putting together a message today, mm-hmm. putting together content to send an effective message about the organization, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, I think what we talked about in the beginning is when I say, what's your life first? What is your purpose?
Okay.
So you put
so you're
that,
talking my talk now.
Yeah. So when you go to the top, and you actually could literally, and I've actually gotten this advice, and now I kind of see the value of it as well. You go and you start coming down. What do I want to do? What is the purpose of what I'm doing? How can I do it? And how can I do it effectively for others? I think I heard you all say earlier, even today, that everyone needs to have, I think you call it side hustle.
Right.
And, you know, with the way our world goes, our economy goes, you have to make sure that if that job ended tomorrow, if you could not perform that job, you can work from home, you can do this, you can do that. So you need to just sit down, figure out, and this is a perfect time to do it. You're talking about the end of the year coming.
Yes.
What do you want to do in 2020? Do you want to continue to work for someone else? Right now, again, you may have to, but if that's the purpose and the plan, then that's fine. That's what you do. But also go ahead and start your action plan to be able to make sure that you can work for yourself, brand yourself. I worked in brand management with project management. That is what my background is. And worked with a lot of people that consulted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So part of that was, well, if I'm doing what the consultants are doing and I'm here at the headquarters, how can I branch out and do that as well? And of course, sometimes you do need to go back and do different projects with companies. And but my main objective, I say that I don't want to work for people. I want to work with people. Bottom line.
You made that right. clear. You're tired of working with a man. She's been kind about it. That's what she's saying. I'm tired. I ain't working with nobody.
With people. Yes.
Well, so. Well, you know what, Doc? I've been kind of, I don't want to say I vacillate because I try to be direct and action oriented. Mm-hmm. But I do, every now and then, I try to put myself in the shoes of people who still have jobs but I would say, don't let the job. Don't confuse your job with your purpose.
Yes.
Your job can align with your purpose. Mm-hmm. Your job can be a stepping stone to your purpose. But your job is really not your purpose in most cases.
Most cases.
Your purpose will stand alone with or without that job.
It will.
That's why you can have 100 side hustles. But if those hustles are aligned towards a common goal, then I say be happy. Do it. Mm-hmm. Do as many things as you have to help you realize your purpose, to manifest it, yes. to make sure you can pursue your dreams. So I say to the folks that are doing the daily grind, okay, mm-hmm. do it, but have a purpose and a mission in mind.
Right.
And I'll give you a pass.
That's right.
But at some point, you got to break out. You got to break out. And but at the same time, I said, be ready when you make out, when you break out.
Walk in faith.
Walk in faith. Now, because we're going to run out of time. This time just goes so fast. Now, do you help people with this kind of thing?
I do. I not only wrote a book for my pastor emeritus we just finished completing. Woo! So I work with other preachers and pastors to try to get, when I say Christian organizations, but to get churches and Christian entities, as well as, again, some of the community service people that do things here. I got to Prince George's County into the D.C. area because I worked for a women's organization that I'm involved with. Ended up in another women's organization that I'm doing executive work for, working with Bi County, and all the things that they're doing. Delegate Barnes, I think he's doing men aiming higher. So that's part of sometimes even when you've been doing things for a while, you get a little stagnant. Mm-hmm. So sometimes how other people coming along, they can see from the outside looking in, they can go ahead and show you, well, did you ever think about this? Did you ever think about that? And brainstorming together. So it just becomes a mission where you get to revamp organizations and build them up. I want to be able to build organizations up. I don't want to.
Now, how can somebody reach you?
I love my email.
Okay.
I like social media a little. But I love my email because that's the easiest way to get in touch with me. So you can get in touch with me at drnatashapollard@gmail.com.
drnatashapollard@gmail.com. So hang on there, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the studio in the hot seat here Dr. Natasha Pollard. She's giving us some great advice here on how to walk in your purpose. You made a little verse. Write a verse of your purpose. Man, I like that terminology you use. I can tell she's a writer. Come back. We're going to talk about some of these holiday scams to avoid and how to get you ready for 2020 and some things you should be doing now to take advantage of the holiday season. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by AARP and the Ad Council. On 295 northbound, you slow Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street. Southbound on 295 from Eastern Avenue to East Capitol Street. It's going to be slow as well. In the rain on 197 southbound near Conti Road, it was road work. Only the left shoulder was getting by in Laurel. New York Avenue inbound, slowing from South Dakota Avenue to Florida Avenue. For those fortunate enough to care for the person who's always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Now your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For today, showers this morning, becoming partly cloudy later, highs in the low 50s, clear overnight tonight, down to the low 30s tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then cloudy with rain in the afternoon, highs in the mid 40s. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD, help, or visit MAD.org. Steve Hirschman for News Talk 1450 AM WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, I want to say thanks again to Natasha, Dr. Natasha Pollard. Man, I love surrounding myself. She's saying, like, I don't think she want to work for anybody.
Great.
You think, Lord, you think Dr. Nat want to work for anybody else?
I don't think so, but she said, "Don't confuse." I'm not sure if that was you. Don't confuse your job with your purpose.
Yes, exactly right. Because they can be one and the same. Or,
yes,
but you gotta have the. You know, when you don't have a purpose, you're kind of aimless. You're kind of wandering around.
Correct.
Like you're lost in the wilderness. That's why I came to my purpose of helping business owners succeed and putting people to work. Yeah, I actually came into it. It came to me. I think it was already inherent, but during the we had the financial crisis back in 2008, and people were losing their homes and their jobs, and people were just suffering. Exactly. I decided that this just going out here trying to make money was not enough for me. I needed to do something greater. Because my company was doing okay, but I started the radio show soon after that because the problem seemed to be getting worse instead of better. And so I realized my purpose. Sometimes it comes to you. It takes a tragedy for you to realize
for
your purpose.
For you to realize it, definitely.
All right, folks, we're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. You can join us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're talking about getting ready for the holidays, but before we get into the sales and all that good stuff, folks out here taking folks' money. What are some of these things? I hate to think of that, Laura, but what are some of the things that people are doing out here that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, one of the things is online shopping.
Oh, my
online God. Shopping is a big a big scam.
You know the thing about it, though, is that every year they talk about how the online shopping increases. Every
Correct.
Year, more people are leaving the stores and they're going online.
Yes.
And the bad guys, they're sitting there taking notes. They say, wait a minute. So you got these. Now, so what are some of the things that happen on the online that that draws people, makes them drop their guard?
Well, one, they have a lot of lookalike websites that are out there. So it appears that you're going into a website that you know, but you have to be careful because sometimes all it takes is for you to go in and start shopping and give them your credit card information, and that's all they need to duplicate it and to just send it out there to other people to start using. So you have to be very careful. Look at key things as far as the URLs.
That's a good one.
Does it have the HTTPS at the end of it? If it doesn't have that, then it's not secure. Also pay attention to the full words. It may have the name of the business, but it may also have another name after it.
You know, I get those from GoDaddy people. GoDaddy is GoDaddy.com, period.
Correct.
You'll get GoDaddy Shop or GoDaddy Plus or...
Correct.
And then, and sometimes also when they have those links, put your mouse over that link and you can see the URL it's going to direct you to. And sometimes it's got these weird domains and they call that phishing. So that's a good one. What are some of the other ones on there?
Some of the other, you have those emergency scams.
Ooh.
Where people...
Folks should be ashamed.
Where people will prey on sometimes elderly and just people in general to say that they're in another country and they lost their credit card or their information
I didn't respond to the bad guy, but I did get one of those where the person was, they said, I got over and I'm in the DR and I lost my credit card. Just send me a couple of hundred bucks so I can get back home. I'm like, oh man, poor Fred. Let me see if I can, wait a minute. Fred's never been out of the country. He doesn't have a passport.
Right. Right. So you have to be very, very careful. And I do want to say this is not actually on here. When you, during the Christmas holidays and you're getting all of these different gifts, be careful when you're setting your boxes outside to throw away. Because you have people that are going through different neighborhoods to see exactly what boxes you've purchased so they can target you as, you know, a place that they can try to break into.
If I see a big screen TV box out on the curb, I'm going to make an assumption. If I'm a bad guy, there's a big screen TV in that house I need to get it in and get.
Correct. So you have to be careful with that.
Never even thought about that. That never occurred to me. All right, folks, these are just some of the tips we just wanted to share with you today. There are others, but we'll keep repeating these over the holiday season because there's the free gift cards. I know there's the holiday jobs, the envelope stuffing, all this kind of stuff. I know, folks, money get tight, and we get caught up in our little social media and our websites and stuff like that, and we go out here and just having a good old time. But folks, this time of year,
yes,
this is when you have to have your guards up the most, because the bad guys are out there. Thanks, Laura. That's great information.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm going to quickly talk about some year-end strategies. We're going to be doing this also throughout the rest of the year to make sure that you're on top of things. For starters, Thanksgiving is next week. But it's still time for some people to go ahead and catch in. If you are a interior designer, handyman, handywoman, home cleaning companies, carpet cleaners, pest control companies, you don't want to be sitting there with that turkey on the table and a big little crab to run across the table. So you want to take care of this stuff right now.
Yes.
And there's still time. Don't wait until, really, I don't even wait till Monday. If you need any of these services, I would say call some of these folks today. Interior designers, handymen, and people who are baking cakes and things like that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. Laura, she's one of these folks that have all these purposes. And this lady, I just found this out recently. This lady can cook a mean cake. Why didn't you tell me, Laura? Why didn't you tell me?
That's my secret. No.
So are you taking orders for cakes?
I am. I definitely am.
See, that's... This woman has too many gifts. Now, what are some of the cakes that you sell?
Three-layer carrot cake, sweet potato pound cake.
Wait. You said sweet potato pound cake?
With rum icing.
I almost did a whole show about a month ago. I was trying to find a sweet potato. And you've been making these cakes all along?
Yes, I have. And cookies.
Shame on you. You didn't tell a brother. All right, so... How can folks, if somebody want to get a cake from you? Because I'm pretty sure. I saw this on Instagram. I said, wait a minute, Laura does cakes?
Yes.
And I mean, the pretty wrappings, the flavors, and now it looks like you're shipping them up across the country.
It's all about the experience.
Man, but that's one of your kind of secret passions, though, isn't it?
It is. It's very relaxing to me. I think when I had gotten laid off of my job and went through that health situation, baking was something that was like an outlet for me. And
probably so, like many things, you didn't expect it to turn into something you can make money doing. But all of a sudden, people saying, wait a minute, can you make one of those for me?
Yes. And that's how it started. A chef tried one of my cakes and encouraged me to start baking. Lisa Nichols gave me an endorsement. I baked for her twice.
She's a big time.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
You got to let folks know about this. I'm telling you, you may have put some of your other stuff on hold for me.
Right.
Take care of some of these cakes. How can somebody want a cake from you? Is there a way they can get
they
from you?
They can actually send me an email at DBL, which stands for Desserts by Laura, dbl@lauralayton.com. And then I'm on social media. They can go to my business page at I Am Laura Layton. That's LauraLayton.
A lady with many talents. See, but she's one of these creative folks. Like people, many people don't know I play guitar and piano.
Yes.
And that's like my little side passion. I get home sometime a little stressed out. Man, I slide up to that keyboard, get my guitar out, and sometimes I'll be playing the guitar in one hand and the piano with the other. So many people, I'm sure Dr. Nat and everybody else has these little things that we're good at, and sometimes they turn into
something, a business.
A business. And that's the way a lot of businesses start. Let's talk about some of the other things that's going on this time of year. Don't wait until December 31st if you are in the fitness training, weight loss business, whether it's food or some type of diet plan. Start hitting these folks now. And also, there are a lot of tools online now that you can actually take your service and create it into like a gift card. It's not something you have to go out and physically do yourself. There are services out here online that they can put in your information, make sure it's not one of those scams now,
and turn
your service into a gift card. And whatever you do, start thinking now. And I know folks are going to say, wait a minute, Robert, it's only November. Start thinking now so that you'll be ready for next holiday season.
Right.
It is not too late. I'm telling folks, we are in this for the long term, for the long run. I don't want to have to tell you every year at this time of year to get ready for the next coming year. I want you to start right now in 2019, start preparing have a whole entire strategy for 2020, including how you're going to take advantage of the end of the year of 2020. 2020 is going to be big, folks.
It is. It's a year to shift.
It's a year
really
to shift.
A shift.
That's right. So I want you to start thinking about that also. And also, I'm going to go back to my other co-host, Falasha Day. Don't wait until the tax man starts chasing you down the street either. Start thinking about now getting those books right at the end of 2019 and starting off 2020 right. So these are things I want you to start thinking about right now. Also start thinking about your marketing and advertising strategy. So when everybody's out eating cake and playing Santa Claus and decking the halls with balls of holly, yeah. I want you business owners not to lose focus. Don't get lost.
Right.
These holidays are meant to be enjoyed, but you can't lose your mind. I wrote a book, I'm going to say it again, some people ordered it from the last time I mentioned it on the air, called Played in Full, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America. It's a very popular book, but it covers a lot of things we've been talking about today on how to make sure you're not being exploited, how these big companies use marketing tactics to get into your pocket, and how our community is targeted. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks again there, Dr. Natasha, I keep saying that. I don't call you too many things. Thanks again, Laura.
You're welcome.
You can find this show on the Marketing Pulpit. It'll be on the website. We have an archive of all the shows. Don't forget to support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Call them at 301-322-1700. You can also find my company at gatewoodmarketing.com. Also, you can find my guest information right there on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit radio show. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning, folks. I'm Earl Kirk. Here's the latest from News1.com.